This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Remember, I told you that today is a beautiful day in the Power FM newsroom because we've been gifted hot cross buns by our bosses and Easter eggs. And so all the guests on the show, we've been offering them hot cross buns. But our next guests are really into that whole stomach in, chest out psychology, telling us, Bona, they don't eat hot cross buns. Bona, they're here to defend the nation properly. And they watch their weight, they watch their fitness, their readiness to serve. So let's find out more about what it is we're talking about within conversation with the South African National Defence Force, which serves as the country's final line of defence. They step into joint operations, peacekeeping missions across different locales, and also acting as military deterrents against senior risks to country and constitution, and at times even to regional security. The South African National Defence Force comprises of four arms of service. There's the South African Army. We usually talk about the army, but those are ground forces, the boots on ground. That's the army. Then there's the South African Air Force. All right, that's Top Gun stuff. That's Tom Cruise stuff. Fighter jets, etc. Then there's the South African Navy, and it's all about maritime security and keeping the borders of our country by way of the oceans safe. And then there's South African Military Health Service. I've never heard of this part, so I'm going to learn a little bit about it today. But what I have been told is some of the best doctors in any country will be found in military health services. That's like serious medical, high-tech expertise, research and development as well. So the SANDF will be going on a roadshow at the RAND show to just showcase to ordinary South Africans the work that they do, the opportunities that they offer to young people, and their readiness to protect and serve this country. And so they join us this morning to do exactly an abridged version of what they'd be doing at the RAND show this weekend. And so let's welcome warmly Colonel Selina Rawlings. You heard that, Colonel Selina. She's a she. Told you women would just be protecting this country everywhere, left, right and center. And she's the acting director of Defence Corporate Communications, joined by Lieutenant Colonel Marume Madite, who is the acting director for Defence Corporate Communications. So good morning, both of you.
Good morning, Lerato.
Good morning, Lerato, and thank you for inviting the SNDF.
Lieutenant Colonel, I wouldn't dare enter into a boxing ring with a man as fit and as tall as you are. But you did provoke me when you came in here and called me
Rakhadi. I heard you mentioning that yesterday.
Oh gosh, it was funny. And welcome so much to both of you for coming through. Before we sort of find out about the four arms of the South African National Defence Force, can we understand the titles? So when you're a colonel, what does that mean, Messalina?
A colonel is actually one of the senior ranks in the military. So you start off when you've done your basic military training.
Yeah.
We have various levels, rank. We call them rank levels.
Right.
So as soon as you've done all your training in the military, going up the ranks, you get to a stage where you become a colonel.
Okay. So where do the ranks begin? Could you help us?
Okay, the ranks start off with being a private. When you come into the military, you join the military, we give you, there is nothing in your uniform that is a private. We call you a private. You continue with your training, you become a lance corporal, and you become a full corporal, a sergeant, staff sergeant, warrant officer, and then you come to the officer's ranks. Officer's ranks start with a second lieutenant, a lieutenant, captain, major, lieutenant colonel, like the lieutenant colonel that I have here with me today, Lieutenant Colonel Machete, and then followed by a colonel.
Okay, So, Lieutenant Colonel, what does that mean?
It's one level below a full colonel. It's a staff officer, or ordinarily you'll have a unit officer commanding. The unit officer commanding with that rank level. But it basically says it's a senior officer, similar to a colonel, with responsibilities given to that particular rank or the person serving within that rank. But obviously, it will be junior to what the full colonel will be doing.
Okay.
The delegation for her will be higher than mine, and I'll be dealing with low-level stuff that she's not going to be wasting her time on.
Okay, but by the time we get to Lieutenant Colonel or Colonel, we've crossed about 10 different positions already. True. From what you're explaining.
Yes.
Okay, and your uniform, Colonel, it's like epaulets, like a nurse would wear, but they've got stars and stuff on them. And then you're also wearing, what do you call them? The ones that are across your chest.
Ribbons. Yes.
Right. Explain, please.
Oh, so my uniform is, you would see it's different in color. So we have, with the four arms of service, my uniform belongs to the South African Military Health Service.
Aha.
And we have the green uniform, which belongs to the South African Army. The Air Force, you will see them with their blue uniform. And the South African Navy, they wear the white or at times black uniform.
Aha. So military health services, what is that then?
Military health, as it says, it's actually the arm of service in the Defence Force, which is involved, responsible for all the health-related matters in the military. So it's a health profession, but within the military health service, there's also support
I understand
personnel
now.
Which is would be your HR related, would be your communications personnel. We do also have support structures in each and every arm of service within the military.
Okay, so somebody seeing you right now would know you're in military health services and you're wearing military ribbons and a beret.
Yes.
And epaulets, which make you look like a health professional, but that's military regalia. Those are military orders.
Yes, particularly the red color is the one that is the first insignia that will get to notice that this is a military health uniform. So this ruby red color of the beret and the epaulets, they signify that you are belonging to the South African Military Health Service. The epaulets, it's just a difference in terms of they are on the ruby red color, but the ranks are the same for the South African Army, the South African Military Health Service, as well as the South African Air Force and the South African Navy. Their ranks are different in theirs are having lines across, yes.
Okay, so Lieutenant Colonel Machete, so your uniform is a little bit different.
Yeah.
So you're not in military services?
No, of course. I'm an army officer from the largest force contributor of the South African National Defence Force, which is the South African Army. As the colonel already explained, we have the South African Army, we have the South African Air Force, then comes the South African Navy dealing with maritime responsibilities, and the South African Military Health Service, where we have our health professionals, our Department of Health, in a nutshell.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And your beret is blue.
Yeah.
And it's got an aeroplane on it.
Of course. the blue berets in the Army are worn by ourselves, the air defense gunners. I'm a ground-based air defense gunner. There are other gunners, field artillery gunners, as well as army engineers. We wear the same color, but the insignia will be different. You see an aircraft on my head, it's because I'm a anti-aircraft specialized officer. Our primary mandate is to defend the airspace of the South African airspace, basically, but from a ground-based air platform, as compared to the Air Force, who are doing
air
defense, aerial and stuff. Yeah, so I'm ground-based air defense officer.
Okay. So that's why you are part of the Army, because you work on the ground, but your specialization is that if anybody flies into South African airspace and they're not there, you're going to shoot them down.
Our airspace is always protected. Mm. That responsibility lies with us, air defense gunners, as well as the South African Air Force.
Should I be scared of you?
No, not quite.
Okay, so let's talk about the RAND show and why you are going there this weekend.
Yes, we're very excited. As we know, this will be our 20th participation in the RAND show. So the Defence Force is out there in full force. We're looking forward to having the public coming to visit us. We're going to be there showcasing all our state-of-the-art capabilities. All our military hardware is out there. We have all our capable, competent men and women in uniform waiting, ready to interact with the public and tell them exactly what the military is about.
And how much interest is there from the public?
Oh, there's definitely a huge interest. We know that as in partnership with the RAND show organizers, the South African National Defense Force is always a public favorite. Mm. The children look forward to come. The youth look forward to come. We're going to have a special session program with the youth where we would interact with them, get them to see and feel and be part of the whole, get to understand the process of acquisition.
Okay, so Lieutenant Colonel, what kind of capabilities will you be showcasing in the arena at the RAND show? What can people expect by way of a show?
Yep, at the arena, this is a crowd puller mostly, seeing that we've been at the RAND show for 20 odd years. A lot of people, visitors, look forward to seeing us. We present a capability demonstration where we'll be having army elements integrating with other force elements to wow the crowds, basically. There's a lot of explosions, a lot of military operations on the ground, simulated, of course. And as we do that, we also know that we'll be using explosives and hardwired soldiers who are trained to do the stuff that the Constitution expects from them. But as we do that, we also maintain the safety of our visitors, because we understand the RAND show is a place where we interact with various stakeholders. That would be our kids, prospective soldiers, the youth of South Africa, who we try to tap into to inspire them to come join the South African National Defense Force, because we need force rejuvenation to continue. So the RAND show offers us that platform.
Okay, so I'm going to stay with you, Lieutenant Colonel, and to really understand, what is the art of modern day warfare? We prefer peace in the world, but in the event we have to defend South Africa, what are we talking about? I've just watched a series, I must tell you, on Apple TV called Napoleon. And those are the wars like in the 1800s, 1700s, right? Cannons and horses and stuff. What kind of wars do we have today?
There are a lot. We have hybrid wars, not conventional wars. You know, you spoke about world wars. World wars is conventional way for warfare. But these days we have insurgents where the defense force have to be activated to deal with security challenges or threats that are not ordinarily conventional as most militaries train. So there's a whole lot you've seen with the military operation in Ukraine, and the Sudan. Things are happening all over the world. So the modern warfare has taken a different outlook as compared to previously how people used to wage war. So we also, as the South African National Defense Force, move to that arena where we also have to adapt. That adaptation has been done. Of course, there will be a time where we'll be thoroughly speaking about these things. I know now we're speaking about the RAND show, but yeah, we are open to all these the threat patterns that are coming.
Okay, I'll tell you why I'm asking this. Is that if the art of war has changed in the modern day, it obviously means the skill that's required for somebody to work in the Defence Force has to change in the modern day. So if we're dealing with cyber attacks, we're told that's the new era of war. So you'd be recruiting hackers and tech guys into the National Defence Force or not?
Yeah, if I may just a bit, we have various competencies within the Defence Force. The cyberspace, we have Directorate Cyber Warfare, and various other elements within the Defence Force that are dealing with various threat patterns, as you alluded to the fact that modern warfare is different to how we used to wage war previously. So those competencies are covered. As you've seen militaries evolve, across the world, we also follow that, because even with our training, we do joint training with other countries. Yeah. So those the skill set that is required to deal with modern threats are also inherent upon us.
And that's across the arms?
Of course.
Okay. Colonel Selina Rawlings, let's bring you into the conversation. Mm-hmm. We've often heard that the South African National Defence Force is cash-strapped. It's not for you to answer. I mean, that's the Minister and Treasury. But what it's meant, and that's what we've read in newspapers, is that stuff like helicopters haven't been serviced, fuel shortages. And so really and truly, what kind of a defence force are we showcasing to the public if those are the realities operationally?
Yes, Lerato, the Defence Force is going to showcase at the Rand Show all our capabilities that we have. The Defence Force continues on a daily basis to train and maintain our equipment. The equipment that is available is equipment that is being well maintained. We continue with preparations, and this is what we are ready for. Hence, we are here at NASREC participating and wanting the public to come and see for themselves, to come and get onto the aircraft, get onto the military hardware, and feel and see how everything works.
Fit for purpose is what you're saying, regardless of those limitations.
That's right, we do.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question that I'm sure you've been asked 1,000 times. Women in the South African National Defence Force, rare species, or we're seeing that parity?
Women in the South African Defence Force are there, and they are fully capable and competent women. We have very young, competent women that are there in the South African Military Health Service as well, practicing as specialist doctors. We have women in the South African Air Force. We've seen, we know already with the pilots, fighter jet pilots we do have. We have military women in the infantry that are also in high ranks, well-trained women. So we do have a fair number.
Frontline fighters.
Yes, we do have a fair number and well representation of women in the South Africa. I can proudly say we are there, we're out there, and so we do make it, we transformed.
Lieutenant Colonel Machete, we've got some callers coming through, so very briefly. People have often said, you know, we need to get back to an era where young people are recruited into the military. Not necessarily forced conscription, no, I think that has a negative connotation, but are recruited into the military to really understand what it is to serve the country. And there's a feeling that if that can happen, it will really address a lot of social problems. It will instill discipline. It will take young students who are not sure about their futures. It will bring them into a safe space of mentorship. It will address maybe issues of drug addiction in the townships. Mm-hmm. And for those who are still figuring out where do I need to go, that year or two in the military might introduce them to prospects of different careers. What do you make of that?
Of course, we are open for the youth. We need the youth because of human evolution happens. It's something that we have to deal with. We need young blood to the military. So that's why we are at the Rand Show. Part of our being at the Rand Show is part of the campaign we call Know Your Defence Force. Mm-hmm. So we encourage the youth with our human resources personnel that would be there to educate them, create awareness in terms of what is the profile of a soldier that we need in the Defence Force. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Maybe if I may add on the issue of parity, if you come to the Rand Show, you'll see parity in action. Mm-hmm. Most of our communicators, brilliant communicators, knowledgeable, they understand the equipment pieces, the tanks, the aircraft they're flying with, they are there as frontline communicators, projecting this message to say, South Africans, we are here. So it calls upon other women, females, to say, come to the Defence Force. This is not a foreign environment. Yeah. We are here. Come to the Rand Show, you'll see that. Yeah. It happens
all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
I thought you wanted to add something. Maybe just put on your headphones quickly and let's just hear quickly from Boniswa, briefly.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you, ma'am. Go ahead.
So, you know, as a civilian, I'd like to also just add, as the types of warfare that I think I experienced, it potentially isn't like a military base. But, you know, things like spiritual warfare and, like, war on the body, like what we are fed, what we eat, what we consume. Mm-hmm. I do have suspicions because, you know, the art of warfare is based on deception. And oftentimes we sort of anticipate the old school guns, bombs, you know, trenches and stuff like that. But I think in the 21st century, the war is done a little differently. And I think it's done in spaces where we don't anticipate. And I do feel, especially being from the township, as a young black person, understanding the historic context and how previously things like religion were used, food were used as an attack.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's more a comment, but to be holistic in our approach to understanding peace, inner peace, state, society, constitution. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when will the SANDF be exhibiting over the weekend? Are you just there the whole time at the RAND show? Is it specific days?
Yes, Lerato. The SANDF will be exhibiting as of today until the 1st of April. So we will be there at Nazareth Expo Center throughout the Easter weekend.
Okay. And what time will there be the big explosions and razzmatazz?
Yeah, the main action will happen around, we start our exhibitions in the indoor and outdoor military exhibitions at 7 a.m. in the morning, and we close off at 7 p.m. So it's 7 to 7. But as you all know, the RAND show opens the gates for the public at 9 a.m. So there's arena activities that we're engaged in, where the SA Army Infantry will be conducting a mock attack with the canine unit, bikers, as well as SA Army engineers. There'll be loud explosions, nice, exhilarating stuff that the visitors to the RAND show normally
come for.
They love that. They love that. So we'll be there, as the colonel explained, from the 29th until the 1st. So during this holiday period, we're inviting South Africans to come interact with the South African National Defense Force to have a touch and feel of the equipment that they bought for us, because taxpayers buy the stuff for us. So we're inviting them to come and interact with our soldiers, female, male, everyone.
I love that. Okay, and so you're there for 12 hours of each day, this entire long weekend, today until Monday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The gates open at 9, but at 7 a.m. you'll be preparing everything. And throughout the day, you'll be just showcasing what the military does.
Of course. That's also a beautiful thing. Over and above the hardcore military stuff, we have our military bands that would be performing during flash mob activities all over the precinct of Nazareth and stuff. So people must come in, and we look forward to it because they love the music. Our bands are one of the best musicians we have around the country, so they are there. Come join and enjoy the flash mobs.
So it's displays, it's guns, it's cannons, it's canines, it's bikers, it's music, all courtesy of the South African National Defense Force and its various arms. Army, Air Force, Navy, maybe we won't be seeing warships, but military health as well, exposing us to the fact that there's many things you can do in the military, not just a soldier, you can be a doctor there too.
Absolutely, Lerato. The South African Military Health Service has quite a wide range of health-related programs. So it's basically what you see on the public sector is available within the South African Military Health Service.
We want to say thank you to Lieutenant Colonel Maruma Machete, Acting Director of Defense Corporate Communications, and the big boss, Colonel Selina Rawlings, the Acting Director of Defense Corporate Communication. Yeah, because I got it. Lieutenant Colonel. Colonel. Above. I salute.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.